It's a different format this year with 2 weeks in March and 2 weeks in October. We're already into the second week. To tell us a bit more about it, the event chair is Lynn Laycock, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Always appreciate it. Now, there's a bit on this week. We've got through the first week and the weekend as well, the long weekend, but there's still 4 or 5 days of plenty of things to do. What's on the program for this week?
Well, tomorrow, it's something for everybody. This is Eating with Friends in-house. That's at the Community House in Morris Avenue. And you can go along tomorrow. You must book. But go along tomorrow and you can get a 2-course light luncheon for $5.
Wow, $5.
$12.50, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kate Beer and her team up there do a wonderful job. And, of course, the vegetables and everything they'll be using will come from the community garden.
Yeah, I was about to say, if it's being done by Kate and the people up there, it's going to be a very healthy lunch, I'd suggest.
Yeah, they're good people and there's so many activities that do happen at the community house and at the community garden that we can always, there's always room for more people to get involved.
Okay, now the Diamonds of Devonport is on Thursday night and that's sort of dovetailing in with International Women's Day, which was on Monday, and also with the Food and Wine Festival, and there's still a few spots left for it.
Yes, well, they've had to open up another room. It's been fantastic response this year, so Karen Hampson, the head of the department, tells me, so if she's opening up a room, I'll say there's still room to book, so
okay.
Jump online and have a look at that one.
Yeah, the award-winning Karen Hampton too, congratulations if she's listening. She won an award last week.
Yes. We're very, very proud of Karen, and she's got a great team working with her at council. And then if we move on to Friday night, we've got an 8-course degustation dinner at Home Hill, so this dinner is something that it's from Simon Bold, is the chef, from Bold Cuisine Tasmania. Him and his partner Tracy are doing a series of degustation dinners in heritage homes. So we're really excited to have them up at Home Hill on Friday night. And I know there's still some seats available, and it's 8 courses. So
When you told me that last week, I couldn't believe it. I thought you made a mistake. 8 courses. But if you're going to that, you'd probably need to start starving yourself now, wouldn't you?
Don't be silly.
Start fasting now.
No. I'm hoping to get to the community house tomorrow and then have a look at some berries on Thursday. So, no, look, it's all good.
It's probably a good job it's on Friday night, though, because you can sleep in and just let it all settle throughout Saturday.
Well, but then you can go out again Saturday night. You can go to Providore Place with Ben Marchant, the chef, fabulous chef, and, of course, Hussein Taz, and they're doing a long table in Providore Place, so that's exciting. And yes, I'll be there, so that really is great. But if that's not your thing, there's private dining with Unearthed Tours. Now, this is an operator that will take you on tours behind the scenes for the local produce, like the truffles, the saffron, into local wineries, and then there's a meal at the end. So there's quite a bit of detail for that, so you need to get online at devonportfoodandwine.com.au and go onto the calendar. And when you hover around it, it will open up and tell you who to contact, because you must book for all these events. So that's great. And all week, of course, apart from, that sounds silly, now I'm going to say apart from Friday, but Wednesday, Thursday and Saturday and Sunday, there's a gin experience happening down there in Providore Place at Southern Wild.
So well, I remember from last year when it was a 4-week October event, and as I've said, we've split it now to 2 weeks in March, 2 weeks in October. But I know in October that those gin experiences were very popular, weren't they?
Well, that's right. There's still a lot of people that haven't been into Providore. That's and the gin, Southern Wild fronts onto Old Acre Street near the cafes there. It is a great experience. You do need to go in and have a taste, and it's good to see people doing so well in business and have made their home in Devonport.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not a gin drinker. I tried it, I think, at a festival somewhere where they were, and you had to try them in a certain sequence, so you could sort of let your palate, sort of digest one and then move on to the next one. And I was pleasantly surprised, to be honest. It was really nice.
Yeah, and I think, and I'm going to say this from experience, because I did say this.
Oh, so you are an experienced gin drinker then, by the sound of it.
No, I'm not, but of course, being a counsellor, when they opened, I had to try the gin. You know what it's like. And I said, I don't like gin. And when it was served to me, I'd had it before, but I've never enjoyed it because it's always been served with tonic water.
Yes.
And Granthurst said, well, Lynn, next time you come in, we'll do it with soda water. A different experience and absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it would make that much of a difference, but it does.
Yeah, well, tonic water is fairly, you know, bitter.
Mm.
And of course, soda water is just a plain bubbly water. So, yeah, make sure you have a try. But when you go in, you taste what they've got, and then you can make your own choices later. But it is a good experience that we've got there.
Yep,
and we only need really the whiskey distillery or somewhere around the place to get going, don't we? And we'll be right.
We're right, yeah. So they're doing it every day except for Friday, Saturday and Sunday as well. To wrap up what's been a pretty good first part of the Devonport Food and Wine Festival, the second part in October. Lynn, thanks for your time today and also last week as well. I appreciate it.
That's okay. Thank you, Martin.